Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting second, the first baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting third, the DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth, the catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Mike Caruso. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Scott Ayer. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second, the second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third, the right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth, the DH, Joe Carter. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh, the left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jimmy Key. And now, play ball. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron strikes out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball four. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive towards first. Snopek catches it and steps on first to double up Anderson. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura strikes out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez strikes out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff takes first base on ball four. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles takes first base on ball four. Surhoff moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Snopek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. Snopek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura strikes out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off air, and towards Durham, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Surhoff moves to second. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Snopek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. Caruso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snopek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar strikes out. 1 out. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Davis reaches second base with a double. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Snopek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. One out. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Todd Rizzo now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Keith Folk now pitching. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Folk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Norton pinch hits for Mike Caruso. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norton strikes out. There goes Durham. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-3 in the game. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Alan Mills now pitching. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Norton now playing first base. Chris Snopek now playing shortstop. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro strikes out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffrey Hammonds pinch runs for Joe Carter. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Hammonds moves to third. BJ Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Surhoff hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Hammonds scores. Ripken moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got one RBI. Hoyles hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 3 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Armando Benitez now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Ventura moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Abbott pinch hits for Charlie O'Brien. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott strikes out. There goes Thomas. He's safe. There goes Ventura. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Ordonez. Here's the throw, and he's safe. It's 4-3, Orioles. Ruben Sierra pinch hits for Greg Norton. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sierra strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.